Welcome, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and open our meeting. It's 5 p.m. Woodway time, and we have a quorum present of folks on the Planning and Zoning Commission, so I'll call us in order. And the first line of business, item number two, in case someone has a public comment that they'd like to make, anyone in the audience that would care to speak about something generally that's not on the agenda. If not seeing anybody, then I will skip over that. Then item number three is to consider the minutes that from the January 13th, 2026 regular meeting.
I make a motion that we approve those minutes of the January 13th, 2026 regular meeting.
I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Item four, we are agendaed to have a public hearing. And so I think that clock says 5:01 p.m. Woodway time. So I'll recess the planning and zoning and open a public hearing on an application to develop and site development plan.
And you skipped the part. DJ Davis, number four.
Number four.
Yes.
Am I reading number four?
Yes, number five is the public hearing.
You're reading number five.
Tell her that I'm reading number four.
Okay, he's reading number four.
My number four is different than your number four.
Yeah, your number four is number five.
Y'all are trying to trick me.
This is discussion, consider action.
Well, now what am I going to do? Now I'm going to reconvene. I'm going to end the public hearing that I just opened improperly. And I'm going to reconvene the Planning and Zoning Commission here at 5:02 p.m. And now with the correct agenda, I've got number four, which is discussion and consider action on approval of a final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the N.J. Davis Edition, 0.593 acres out of the J. Cobb Survey, abstract number 251, and the J. Schaefer Survey, abstract number 810, City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being all of that called a 0.6-acre tract of land described in a deed to Larry Davis as recorded in the McLennan County Clerk's Document 2023-036370 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. So I'll ask the city if you'd like to tell us about it.
All right. Good evening, Commission. It's in a subdivision that was built before the city had any platting going on. So this lot simply is platting so they can get a permit to build a shed. And so they worked their way through the process. Everything meets the ordinance, and we recommend approval.
Okay. Anybody have a question to the city on this?
They're going to build a shed?
Yeah, they said a little workshop or a shed.
Oh, in the backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's within all the boundaries.
Yeah, once we get the permit, we'll get eyes on where exactly and the size and everything, make sure that fits the requirements as well. But at this time, they just need to check the box so they can go through that process.
Right, I got you.
Okay. So before you run off somewhere, we're going to consider this. And anybody have any other questions with regard to it? So I guess we need, if anyone would like to move.
I'll make a motion we approve the final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the N.J. Davis Edition, 0.593 acres out of the J. Cobb Survey, abstract number 251 in the J. Schaefer Survey, abstract number 18810, City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, and being all of that called 0.60-acre tract of land described in a deed to Larry Davis as recorded in McLennan County Clerk's Document 202-303-6370 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Then item number four is approved. Now do I go to item number five, the public hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now it's 5:05 p.m. Woodway time, and now I'll recess the P&Z meeting and open a public hearing on an application to develop and site development plan in a planned district office addition, being all of that of Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. So, would anyone like to speak regarding that? If you would come up and identify yourself and give your address.
My name is Sterling Thompson, 2416 Columbus Avenue in Waco. I act as the architect for the project, representing the owner. This project, we're wanting to do a little addition, small addition to an existing office with an adjacent garage for the owner's use. That's basically it. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Is the access to the garage from the Sharon side or from the Rice side?
Sharon side. It's to an existing parking lot.
Okay. Well, I saw there were like four parking spaces that appeared mm-hmm. to be on the Sharon side as well.
Yes.
With the bumpers, the curb bumpers. So I was trying to figure out how the car would access through there if there are the bumpers.
Yeah,
stops.
There won't be bumpers right in front of the garage, but there'll be.
They will not. Yeah. Okay. That was what it was appearing to me on the diagram,
yeah.
But it didn't make any sense from the other angle
right.
to access. Do they have lifts? Did I miss? I don't have my thing opened up right in front of me.
There was an option of putting a lift inside.
Okay, why would they need a lift?
Stack two cars on top of each other.
Okay, the structure didn't look that high visually.
It is, as the ceiling's vaulted on the inside.
Okay, so it would have the capacity
right.
to do that. Okay.
Right.
Must be nice cars.
I hope so.
It's a wealth management company.
It must be nice cars.
So what?
Wealth management.
Oh, wealth management.
Anyone else care to speak on behalf or any other questions by anybody?
The beautiful oak trees will not be disturbed out front.
No. No. Okay. Well, we're keeping those. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no one else that wants to speak in favor of it, is there anyone that wants to speak against this project? Seeing none, it's a 5:06 p.m. I'll end the public hearing and reconvene planning and zoning and move to item 5B, discussion and consider action or report or recommendation to the City Council regarding the application for to develop in a planned district office addition, being all of that called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. Would you all like to consider that?
I'd like to make a motion on that. I'd like to make a motion to approve the recommendation to the City Council regarding this application for development in a planned district, the office building being all of that called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive.
I second that.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign. So that's a recommendation of approval to the City Council. Item C, discussion and consider action on a report recommendation to the City Council regarding the application for a site development plan in a planned district office addition, being all of that called Lot 2, Block A of Woodway City Offices Addition, City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. And I may ask our city official to explain to some of the newer ones on board here the difference in those two pieces to the puzzle. This is the site development plan.
So the site development plan, that is a separate piece of our ordinance that is triggered if a piece of property has never been through the site development process. So that gets the application in front of the P&Z board and then the council. It's also triggered if they do a remodel of 25% or more, and then reface the structure. And so it really gives City Council an opportunity to look at the different remodels and development that's going on around town. And so that's separate from the application to develop, which is in its own piece of the ordinance. And so we're actually looking at eliminating the site development piece right now, because that makes 5 total meetings for anyone who wants to develop a piece of land or remodel something over 25%, which is a lot of meetings for somebody to go through to present it to the City Council. And so right now, that's why you're seeing the two of them, is because we've worked it so that the meetings are overlapped. And so the 3 that are for the site development and the 2 for the application to develop are stacked now. So that's why you're seeing the site development and the application.
In the past, have we not had these as combined motions on our agenda? Am I hallucinating that?
I think we have. No.
So they've been in one agenda item rather than two separate ones, so we didn't have to have 2 presentations on it.
I think so. That's why I was really asking for her benefit.
Okay.
Why we're doing it in 2 pieces.
Thank you.
Okay. And I was unaware of that, so we can look at combining those.
Well, maybe resolved in
half. If we eliminate it, then it'll be fixed that way, too.
When do you think you'll be doing the elimination?
It's a long process, and we're looking at the whole ordinance to just refresh it and make it up to date for the times we're in now. And so probably later this year, we'll just get the whole thing in front of council so that we don't have multiple meetings and multiple ordinance changes. We'll just make it all happen at once.
Okay, would you like to consider approving?
I make a motion we recommend to the City Council regarding application for site development plan and plan district office addition, being all of that called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices addition to the City of Woodway, McLean County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. So it's approved and recommended to the City Council. Item number 6, discussion and consider action on guidance to staff for handling conditional approved plats.
Yes, sir. So over the last few different meetings, it was brought up, I think when Mitch was presenting to y'all, that you saw a conditionally approved plat a number of times. And so somebody made the comment that, why are we seeing this so many times? And so our ordinance allows for every time that they apply, an applicant applies for the preliminary plat and the final plat, that it does come back to y'all. And that's what I think when the Starlight Drive development was going through, the decision was made to have every time a preliminary plat or final plat comes through, that you see it every time it goes from conditionally approved to approved, and then it goes on to the next step for final plat. And then if it's conditionally approved, it comes back for final approval. And so you see the same thing a few times. While staff, what we're doing in the background is checking to make sure everything is satisfied. And when it's conditionally approved, and if they satisfy all those conditions, then we bring it to y'all. And so the ordinance allows for it to be passed by the running of time. And so if an applicant satisfies all the conditions that y'all approved with conditions, then if they satisfy those and we check them, make sure they're all good, we can issue a certificate, and then they can go on to the next step of final plat or go to City Council.
Is there a reason for the conditional approval in the first place? Can we not just get everything in line and then bring it to us once and then move it along? What purpose does a conditional serve?
Local state code or law dictates that we have to bring it before the commission within 25 days of their application. And that was put in place so that I think other towns that were delaying going before the commission and developers were getting upset that their developments were delayed because of the cogs of government. And so State of Texas put in the local government code that there's time limits on it, and so when, I mean, every single time, as you've seen many times, that they'll make the application, they won't have something right, and so it'll have to be conditionally approved, and then, I mean, for that very reason, that it just takes a few rounds to get it right, and so when you have a 25-day window to get it corrected, a lot of times it doesn't happen, and so that's why you were seeing multiples, and I was new at the time, so that may have had a little bit to do with the communication window and working with developers to get their stuff right. And we had new developers and new engineers submitting as well, so it was just a perfect storm of seeing conditionally approved things time and time again.
Would you like me to?
Yes.
One thing, and then I handed out just a copy of my, a few prompts that will help from AI and 5 years of experience in the city of Waco. One thing that we utilized for many routine ministerial kinds of items, primarily ministerial, was having a separate portion, the start of the city council agenda, which we have here too, I expect, as being a consent agenda where items that are not highly contested or with very little need for additional discussion can be approved in one blanket motion. So like when we have items that we had a preliminary or conditional approval on, I think one option we could consider is putting them on the ensuing agenda as consent agenda items, which are at the beginning of the agenda, and by one motion approve those items. However, if any person on the commission has any concerns whatsoever, they have the option at the time that consent agenda is initiated to ask for that item to be removed and just move down onto the regular agenda for a full and normal discussion and presentation. So I think that would have the effect of giving us the flexibility to just say thumbs up on the items that, so we don't have to go through the entire process of reviewing everything again, mm-hmm. but again, still give us the option, because we know there are some of the items that have come to us for conditional approval that have a little more concerns on various members' parts, and we might want to make additional inquiries. And I would also think that at the time the conditional approval is made, if any person on the commission specifically felt like they would like that item on the ensuing agenda to be identified separately, we could request that as well. But otherwise, have it on the consent agenda, stamp it, or pull it, move it down, and discuss it, and then go through our approval or not process or recommendation or not at that time. So just one way to kind of halfway go through it, not just say completely ignore them, give us one more chance. Some members may not have been here for the initial presentation of it, so it may give an opportunity for people to speak up who didn't mm-hmm. have a chance to, and yet still give us the assurance to ask questions if the conditions have been satisfactorily met or if we have other issues. So long story short, that's just an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a good idea. And if the intent is to speed things up, it's a very good idea to adopt something like this, because repeating what she said, if you weren't there at the last meeting and you want to pull an item off the consent, then we can go through full review of it. Otherwise, they just sail through. And if there are items that the city is going to recommend approval on, and you certify that it meets all the regs and
right.
conditions and rules of the state of Texas, then we're just sitting here debating it is all we're doing, because we're going to comply with the law. And so
yeah,
it makes sense.
I'm not going to bring anything back after conditional approval that isn't ready to be approved.
Right. So it makes sense.
I mean, the whole reason I brought this up, though, I mean, I think part of it is for what we are doing up here, but part of it is for the people who are submitting applications. If we're conditionally approving things, I mean, there's some items on here that are like so minuscule that are like, mm-hmm. we have to have Mylar copies delivered. And they're like, we're just waiting for you to give us the review before we go pay for a $20 piece of print. So we're going to now make them go back to the queue. And if we don't have a P&Z meeting for 14 to 30 days, they now have to sit there and wait on that. And so, like, yeah, part of it can be just, I don't think it's fully just about the 10 of us sitting up here. I think it's about citizens who are going through the process. If you have to go through the process, I mean, Woodway's process is already way more intense than most any other cities. So let's do it and make it as easy as possible. I mean, most plats that are as small as the stuff we see just correcting things that were done wrong 60 years ago don't even have to go to P&Z and council in other cities, but they do have to here. So we don't need to see them. I mean, I think we saw that, seen that one three different times. Mm-hmm. We don't need to see it. In my personal opinion, we don't need to see mm-hmm. it again. And so then having to go back on the consent agenda is just another
process.
Mm-hmm. So you want the conditional approval to be like, once the conditions are met, it never comes back.
Yeah, if we say conditional
and
approval.
And staff would decide conditions are met.
Yeah, if we say conditional approval and it's approved, then it's good. If somebody says conditional approval, but I'd like to see it again, then they have to go back through the process and wait their time. But majority of these are so minuscule, the changes that are needed. So I think, and I think we'd ultimately have to all agree that conditional approval means we will not see it again.
And yeah, I mean, I guess that brings up your point is if someone wasn't there and they needed to review it or there was some other
reason. I mean, I think part of it is that if we have a quorum, we have to have a certain amount of us here to meet anyway. So it's never, I mean, it's rare that everybody's here. And so I feel like it's challenging when you approve it one week and just because one person wasn't here, you come back and then change. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure there's some guidance to what that precedent looks
like.
Does
the law allow for that flexibility he's recommending? Like it requires the conditional, can we get away with not doing the final?
According, what was brought up and reviewed with the city attorney is that was a decision that was made internally, and yes, they do not have to see it again.
Okay, so it's within the law to be able to.
Yeah, if something is conditionally approved, we can issue a certificate approving it, which would be a letter from the engineer going to the applicant and correspondence with, I mean, I would have correspondence with the developer or applicant the whole time. And after my review, if the conditions are met, then I could bring it up in the staff update at the next P&Z saying that whichever meeting ago that y'all saw that the preliminary plat was conditionally approved, they have since met all those conditions. And just to give you a heads up, I guess, but and in that case, you would see it again anyway for the final plat.
Do you see that it is causing concerns for people who are moving through this process? Is the two-week delay causing them a hardship?
I mean, everybody gripes about all government timelines. Being new to this, I don't know if it's unjustified or not. Caleb sounds like he...
I will tell you, going through what in most cities would be considered a minor replat. The mm-hmm. only difference is that it was on Rainbow Road, so it's a variance, but there's been precedent for 20 of how these lots have gotten done. And yes, it was a painful process and longer than most any cities and what I've been involved in.
And it was painful for us seeing that
every week, I keep seeing it, thinking, why?
Yeah, it's a little bit. I don't think anyone was picking on you. There was a little bit. Rainbow Road is an oddity in the county,
for sure, 100%. But even just simple plats are pretty. I think it's a pretty lengthy process. Like I said, most cities have a process for a minor plat where you're taking a property that was not lot block, or you're taking two lots and combining it where it never even visits P&Z or council. It's just done.
I think that it makes a whole lot of sense, her recommendation and what all. I think it makes a lot of sense because basically what we're doing is once we conditionally, we're relying on the city to make sure it's done. So we're giving you full faith and trust that you're going to do that. And perhaps a line item back at the next meeting saying that it was fulfilled, you know, without going into an immense amount of detail, because that might make people feel a little better. But in truth, I've seen times in the past where it was said in a planned commercial, you got to have 3-inch trees or something in the landscape plan. And of course, we could sit here and say that, but none of us take a measuring rod out there and go measure those trees to see if they're 3-inch trees. Mm-hmm. And subsequently, when the 3-inch tree dies of a freeze storm, nobody cares about replanting another tree anyway. So we're relying upon the city to do those things.
Right.
So I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I think it's wise to try to go to a consent agenda type plan, and
I think so. I mean, you have to realize it's probably a case by case situation sometimes, you know. I mean, if there's a lot of objection within the community to a certain action or something, what's going on, I think you have to be cautious about that and not rush it through too much.
But this seems to give the flexibility.
It does.
To pursue that route.
Yes, absolutely. You just have to look at each, everything's different, so you just have to look at each one.
With the consent style, and you have a like a group of things in the consent agenda, and if you want to pull one from that, does it go into the agenda of just that right same on. Meeting yes. or the next meeting?
Just moving it down on the agenda.
So that's something extra. So once the agenda comes out, one of us would have to contact.
No.
You do it in the okay. So it'd be like, let's discuss this.
Right, when someone is bringing up, or like the chair is bringing up, you know, we're going to look at the approval.
So it wouldn't cause
a
further delay to that person.
No. It will still be moving forward on that same agenda. It just gives us the opportunity to ask further questions rather than just saying thumbs up, move on.
Gotcha.
And that's the only distinction. And to that, I don't know why we could not also, if there was an item that just had a really minor issue, like providing copies, I don't know why that could not be included in the conditional approval and specify this does not need to be brought back in the interest of time or whatever. So I think we have the flexibility to do whatever we want to regarding that. It's just a matter of how to structure it most efficiently and still give us the options that we want. And again, if there was something more controversial, or we felt like, you know, we know it's going to be coming maybe something further in the future on it, someone who missed that meeting may want to have some questions answered. So I'm not saying this is the only way to do it. I'm just saying this is one option that I've utilized in the past, and it worked for efficiency, time of the commission, and also people in attendance at the meeting. So it's an option, but it doesn't mean it's necessarily the only option. Again, I think we have the flexibility to do what you said to.
It doesn't speed up the process for the person submitting.
No, it does not.
Right.
But they know that timeline at the time they make all these applications, and they should be aware of it. It's not a surprise to them. But again, by giving like the opportunity to say, this is a very minor thing, we don't need to see this again, I think we could go ahead and get the final approval on, or the approval to not come back to us if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, again, I think we have some flexibility as a commission to set the rules that are most efficient for us and for the public, too.
That's
sufficient feedback.
So what does that look like? Caleb, what would that look like to you? You have a list of minor things that can be pushed through and a list of things that need to go back on the agenda as consent items?
I mean, if I had to make a motion and how this were to go forward, I would say anything that's conditionally approved does not need to come back to us unless stated otherwise would be mine. But I'm not sure that that's the alignment of everybody sitting up here.
And then, like, Martha's suggestion, like sort of like doing sort of a double thing. You have the consent situation and then a separate kind of setup where smaller things can be finalized.
Yours is essentially saying that you prefer for it to automatically come back unless stated otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm saying I'd like for it to automatically be approved unless stated otherwise.
Although you're saying there can be some exceptions for small things like copies or how would we go about laying that out? So then we'd have sort of a tiered situation, right?
We have the conditions. Would we get the agenda packet that the approval is subject to? And so when we review the agenda packet and look at those conditions, if they are things that are extremely minor, or if at the time that it comes to us, like at this meeting, they've already been satisfied, it just hasn't been noticed to the public on the agenda, you know, we could, I think, go ahead at that time. So, again, I'm okay with either way that we do it. It's just, and you know, the great majority of the time, you're exactly right, when an item comes back, we do approve it. We don't usually have it, but, again, we've got a group of people who sometimes people have to be out for a variety of reasons, and that kind of keeps you in the loop on what's going on in the city and gives us a chance to ask city officials questions if we happen to have any. So, I'm willing to go with, I can live with either one, let me put it that way. But we have had a couple of properties in the past that have had a few unusual circumstances, so.
Do we know anybody's tenure on this council if we have ever conditionally approved something and then not approved the final?
I'm not.
Is there any recollection of that, just from memory? I know we don't keep statistics, but.
I think I can speak maybe where we've approved things the council has not approved.
But once we conditionally approved it, we never got to a final approval and then denied what we had previously conditionally approved.
I don't think so.
I don't think the law allows that. If they meet all the requirements, you have to.
Then what's the point?
I don't think so. I think maybe if there had been a state of confusion where somebody didn't know what was going on to start with, maybe so, but I don't think so.
If I was knowing when it was changed and what it was changed for, I'm led to believe that it was probably changed purposely to slow down the process to be able to watch everything that happened for a specific project or two. So that seems to likely be hindering everybody. Correct. I'm speaking to a specific project. I think it was probably implemented that they wanted to see it for all projects going forward because of a specific project or two. And so it's, can we fix what was done previously to not slow all current residents down on their projects?
And those were probably the ones we least wanted to be talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, it does put all the responsibility for final approval on the staff. I mean, that's
just typical.
Yeah.
That's their job, is to
our job is not to.
Yeah. I mean, at least when you bring it in front of 10 and more eyes, there's some.
But it's not our job to.
You know, then more people beside that person has seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our degree out of it. So.
Personally, I think I tend to probably agree with Caleb on going back to where a conditional approval is just approved. Is it possible to do both just on the other side where that's the default, but we can elect to put something on a consent agenda?
Yeah, I was just coming up with this as an option. Mm-hmm. So if we, again, thinking in particular, when we might want to have full education of the commission on some items where people didn't have a chance to ask questions, but I'm not like locked in that this is what we have to do. I think all these comments are fantastic. And I trust the city, the engineers, and all the individuals who are having to go through the checks and make sure that the documents and the requirements are met. So I don't intend this to look like we're second guessing it. This was just, we did have a lot of discussion about some people wanting to see it again. Some people, making very valid comments that perhaps we don't need to see it again. And so this was just one way to look at it in the middle. Have it there, it's like thumbs up. The only downside to me is it does cause whomever is doing the, whatever the request may be, roughly a 2-week delay, possibly, in moving on with their project. Of course, it may not slow them down. They may still be continuing to get bids and do whatever else they normally be doing during that interim time frame. But I can see arguments both ways. And one thing, too, we always have the option to make changes on what we want to be brought back or not. If we feel really uncomfortable about something, if we just have a minimum quorum here and we feel like it's something that everyone needs to be aware of, it may affect future developments, then I think we can ask for it to come back again. So I don't think our hands are tied on either way we go on it, but this was just to me one way we officially handle things on other things I've dealt with in the past.
So how do we approach that? How do we, is that something we get city staff to incorporate our structure of our meetings to? So are we going to, does this have to be approved by council?
Simply a matter of putting it on the agenda for first dot part of the like structure this consent agenda.
It's just a new operating procedure for us.
Yeah, just the steps to do it. Any those.
Yes,
there.
Ma'am.
One motion approving.
The council uses it at every meeting.
Yes, ma'am, we know, and that's good. And most organizations do, but we haven't. And so we're gonna come out 1800s and come up to where y'all are at.
And that I've had experience with them too, which is why I thought about it. Just as
but
a kind of bridge between.
One of the things, about maybe this third time, Martha said very clearly, if someone here doesn't feel comfortable, we're not trying to ram a train through in a hurry with 10 items. So if there's something on there that's making you feel squeamish, just raise your hand and say, I'd like more discussion on that item. And we can pull it down and give it more discussion.
So do we need a motion for how to proceed for
well,
the record?
I don't think we have an action. Item for
just tell me what you want me to do.
Consider action. There's action. There's a motion right there.
Okay, I'll make a motion. I make a motion that conditional approvals are do not have to come back to planning and zoning for future approval, but can be pooled or can be required to be come back by request of a member of the planning and zoning council.
Before you put a period in that, keep going.
The consent agenda can be utilized for administrative tasks going forward, such as minor plats, etc.
Okay. Anyone want a second there?
I'll second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, we've adopted a new procedure.
Okay. So we don't have to read those long descriptions. Three times in a row. And we can always pull them and move them down if we need to. Always works.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. No staff updates?
Just that the next meeting on 3/10, we'll have Tanglewood 3 final plat coming to you. They satisfied. They got the plans in order so that Mitch was able to approve those. So they're moving on.
Very important action item.
Mine.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Without discussion.
No discussion.
Thank you.